Saturday is Idaho Day, which celebrates the state's seal, symbols, and history. There was a lunchtime celebration Friday at the state capitol with an official proclamation and songs by school kids. In honor of the day, we sat down with three Boise residents who shared their favorite chapter in Idaho history. We hear from historian Judy Austin and school teacher Julie Albert. But first, Tom Michael asks author Court Conley about his favorite Idaho story.
It would have to be the Nez Perce in 1877. When I came to Idaho via Utah as a river guide in 1972, I was immediately impressed with how young everything was here compared to the other western states. I'd read every book in print and out of print about the Nez Perce. But anyway, as a river guide, I studied the crossing points, Doug Bar on the Snake River, Graves Creek, Two Bridges, and Billy Creek on the Main Salmon. They cross these rivers in early June in flood stage with women and children and their livestock. And I would eddy out at these sites and just sit and shake my head in amazement. And I straight away started visiting the battle sites, Whitebird Battlefield, where I walked the slopes in the bottomland, and suddenly realized that Josiah Red Wolf, who was the last survivor of the Nez Perce War, he had died only a year earlier, age 99. I remember visiting the Clearwater Battlefield by the village of Looking Glass, who was the Nez Perce War Chief. And while walking along the ridgetop above the east side of the South Fork of the Clearwater with the cowboy, he suddenly stopped and started kicking at the dirt with the point of his boot, and then bent over and handed me a perfectly polished pestle that had obviously been dropped by some woman as they started their flight toward the Lolo Trail. In Idaho, history is much closer than an arrowhead. In fact, it's still so young that it often isn't even hearsay yet.
I'm Judy Austin. I'm retired from the Idaho State Historical Society. I've lived in Boise for 50 years. It is the years between roughly 1890 and 1920 when the whole face of southern Idaho changed, primarily because of two federal laws regarding irrigation. The population of southern Idaho explodes between 1900 and 1920 because of the Cary Act that was passed in 1894, which gave 1 million acres to various western states, which they then could turn over to developers who developed irrigation systems, producing dams, ditches, canals. It was very intentional. The Twin Falls North Side and South Side projects, which are in many ways the best known irrigation projects in the state, are both Cary Act projects. But the Newlands Act, or the Reclamation Act of 1902, really brought irrigation throughout the West. There's no question that the whole face of southern Idaho changed. Literally, if you were up in the air and you looked down, you were seeing sagebrush before 1895, after the Newlands Act, after the Reclamation Service came into being, you saw a lot of green.
Hi, I'm Julie Albert, and I teach fourth grade at Longfellow Elementary in the Boise School District. Fourth grade is really a unique grade because this is the year that we learn about Idaho history, and this is really the only time in a child's educational career that we can just focus on Idaho, and we go pretty in-depth. But my favorite part to teach, I like the whole idea of Lewis and Clark and Thomas Jefferson and how he wanted to explore more of that Louisiana Purchase from France, and he just wanted to see what was out there. What did he buy, and how can he come up with a route to go to the Pacific Ocean? So he sent these two guys out there and kind of into the unknown. And the cool thing, I think, is that they made a lot of mistakes, and I think that's one of the things that I like to talk to the kids about, that they made some mistakes that really were risky, like they ate too much camas and they got really sick because they didn't really know that camas was something that was going to make them sick. They took a few wrong turns. They lost some of their papers and journals in rivers, and Sacagawea came to the rescue on that one. So that's kind of neat to talk about, you know, that they were lucky to have her along, a female Native American. It was a journey for sure. They didn't know that camas was going to make them sick. It's a root, and they dug it up, and they would, the Native Americans would grind it up, and they would let it sit out and dry, and then it would sort of become sweeter. And the Native Americans, they were used to that. Their guts could handle it, and you know, these guys, they ate way too many, but they were starving, and they had to eat some horses too.
We just heard from Julie Albert, Judy Austin, and Court Conley about their favorite moments in Idaho history. Again, Idaho Day is Saturday, March 4th.